بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، لا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ العلی العظیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا و نبینا ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. As you remember, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all introduces the quality of izzah or dignity as one of his main qualities. In tens of verses of the Quran, Allah is described as Aziz. And in addition to these verses, Allah makes very clear that any type of dignity belongs to Him and comes from Him and can be only granted by Him. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. So in the first two sessions, we explained this. And then we mentioned that how everything which is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has received a kind of dignity by being His creation, by having His signature, His stamp on it. And then we talked about some groups of people and some groups of creatures who have been especially characterized as Kareem or Kiram or Mukramun in the Quran, like the angels, like the inhabitants of the heaven, like some prophets. And then we said that Allah in the general way has granted honor to humanity. We studied the verse 70 of chapter 17 two nights. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. And then we said that that honor that Allah has given to all children of Adam is the capital that we have to invest on. That's the seed which is planted and we have to grow and cultivate. And then we said that there are people that are considered to be Kareem, and those are the people who have actually grown that seed. And we started from the day before yesterday mentioning some of the characteristics of these people. So we have already mentioned few, for example, like not seeing dunya, the material life, as something significant and great, because they have in themselves something so valuable that would make dunya insignificant in their eyes. Loyalty to promises is another characteristic that we discussed. Not to tell lies, not to betray, being honest and truthful. This was another characteristic. To be soft and have good nature, easygoing with people, lenient, it was another quality. To ignore mistakes done by other people, to ignore the wrong which is done by other people as much as possible, unless it's something very serious. And we had this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen as our last point, that al-kareemu yataghafal wa yankhadi'. A person who is honorable is the one that sometimes he pretends that he is heedless. He pretends that he didn't notice, he didn't understand, he didn't realize. Because if something wrong has happened and if he says, I knew that this has happened and I forgive you, then that person may feel embarrassed or may think that thing is not very important, he can do it again. So sometimes it's better just to pretend that you didn't know. And I explained that how sometimes your, for example, maybe children, your students may do small mistakes. If for every mistake you want to tell them that I understood and you have to correct yourself, then they may lose their courage or they may be very disappointed, then they don't listen to you. So sometimes you have to just ignore and overlook and pretend that you didn't notice. Unless something big comes, then you have to be clear. So he says, يَتَغَافَلْ وَيَنْخَدِعْ. It means that he lets people to deceive him. This is not a real deception in the sense that they think they have deceived him, but he knows. You know, sometimes, you know, as a manager, maybe you know some of, for example, your staff have said something bad about you. And you know that, but you don't let them know that you know. Or sometimes they do some mistakes, you pretend that you don't know. They think they are very clever. They have done something that you didn't realize. But you have realized, just you let them carry on because it's not something major and you don't want to affect your relation with them. The other characteristic is that those who have honorable personality and character, they automatically distance themselves from bad things. They feel that they have so much of honor and value that Allah has given them, that doing ugly things, doing what, you know, some people do, would not suit their personality. It's not that they have to exercise, you know, lots of self-control and lots of, you know, pressure they have to put on themselves to refrain. No, they just have no inclination towards bad things. They are so honorable. Like, for example, you know, if you have very clean, beautiful dress, for example, you have your best, you know, suit on you, and you see some people are playing with clay and, you know, they are making themselves dirty, you don't say, let me play with them. No, you have your best, you know, suit on you and you want to keep your suit clean. So you don't have any inclination to play with these people who are playing with clay and, you know, making themselves dirty. An honorable person, when looks at what some people do, he has the same feeling that I don't want to get into what they are, you know, putting themselves in. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, "Man karamat alayhi nafsuh, hanat alayhi shahawatuh." If someone has this self-esteem, has this self-respect, he finds himself honorable, so he has some value for himself, then shahawat, the lower desires, the appetites, will become very insignificant for him, will become very easy to ignore, very easy to compromise. So he doesn't need to go after them. حانت عليه شهواته. In another hadith, أكرم نفسك عن كل دنية وإن ساقتك إلى الرغائب. Respect yourself, honor yourself with respect to any mean action, any bad action. If you honor yourself, it means that you protect yourself. You don't let to be affected by that mean thing. وَإِن سَاقَدْكَ إِلَى الرَّغَائِبِ. Although that may be leading you towards something that you may have desire for, maybe it brings some pleasure, some joy, but that is not endurable. A little pleasure that comes does not worth losing your honor. وَإِن سَاقَدْكَ إِلَى الرَّغَائِبِ. Like, for example, a person who has very important task, like a student who has to prepare for exam, or like, for example, if you have to give a very important lecture, or if you want to travel, a very important trip, then You also like to have some sleep. But you say, this sleep, although it's enjoyable, but it doesn't worth taking risk. I don't want to take risk with my exam or with my lecture or with my trip. So if you know that you have very important task in front of you, this gives you ability to resist against the desire for sleep, although it gives you some pleasure, it gives you some joy. Or like you today, for example, you are fasting. There is desire for eating, there is desire for drinking, but you feel that you have such important relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you want to prefer pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pleasing your soul by giving him some water or food. You prefer to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes you have to give up some type of pleasures in order to protect your honor. And then it will give you in the long term more pleasure. أكرم نفسك عن كل دنية وإن ساقتك إلى الرغائب. Then there is an argument here. فإنك لن تعتاض بما تبذل من نفسك عبضا. Very beautiful. Imam عليه السلام says, when you give up and you stop having honorable life and get into these things that give you quick and instant pleasure, then you are losing something. What are you losing? Imam says you are losing part of yourself. You know, sometimes I lose my money, sometimes I lose my book, my car, my house, but to lose ourselves, this is terrible. If you lose yourself, Quran has this beautiful concept that sometimes the loss is in self. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Sometimes you lose yourself. A person who loses his or her dignity has not lost something external, has lost something from very self that Allah has given him. If a woman or a man loses his or her chastity and iffah, it's not something that is external. It means that you have lost yourself. Your dignity is yourself, is your reality. فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ تَعْتَاضَ بِمَا تَبْزُلُ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ. You are giving from your nafs, you are giving from yourself, and you are not getting any replacement for that. So you will remain like a half person, like a one-third person, because you have unfortunately lost part of yourself. So this is very important, not to take any risk with our dignity and honor, not to take any risk with our modesty. The other characteristics of those who are honorable is that they are very patient. Those who have dignity, they know that they have to be patient. Those who are not very strong in their personality, those who are not very determined, small difficulties can challenge them and make them, you know, surrender. But those who have honorable personality, they are very persistent, they are very patient. It is said that Imam Hussein alayhi salam told Abu Dharr, Fas'alillah as-sabra wan-nasr. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for patience and victory. Patience and victory. Victory without patience doesn't come. وَاسْتَعِذْ بِهِ مِنَ الْجَشَعِ وَالْجَزَعِ فَإِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الدِّينِ وَالْكَرَمِ. patience is part of faith and part of honorable character. Karam. Karim has to be sabur, has to be patient. You cannot be living a life of dignity if you are not patient, if you are not able to cope with difficulties. You have to be going through difficulties, calamities, tests and trials, but remain persistent. Another thing is, a person who is Karim would not harm other people, whether it is their money, whether it is their reputation, which is more important than money. For example, backbiting, ghaibah. Is a person who is Karim, who is honorable, pleased to do backbiting? Is a person who is strong in his personality, he has value and self-regard, is he committing ghibah? No. Al-ghibatu juhdul ajiz. The one who is very weak and incompetent and cannot do anything, he tries to solve his problems, he tries to raise himself by bringing people down. A Karim never brings people down. If you want to improve yourself, if you want to uplift yourself, that is good. But if you want to remain what you are and just bring other people down, that's not a characteristic of Karim. So Karim never does anything to harm people, especially when it comes to their honor, to their reputation, to their fame, to their respect in the society. Another characteristic of Karim is that he doesn't let people to control him, to enslave him. He refuses to serve people who want to control him. You can serve people, but according to your own decision. I want to serve you. I want to help you. No problem. But if they demand my service by enslaving me, and they want to treat me as their servant, as their slave, they want to take away from me my freedom, this conflicts honor. This conflicts dignity. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam said, لا تكن عبد غيرك قد جعلك الله حرا. We very much emphasize on being a servant of Allah, because being a servant of Allah gives us honor. إلهي كفى بي عزا أن أكون لك عبدا. It suffices me as a source of honor to be your servant. Being a servant of Allah is the most natural thing that we can do and is the most honorable thing that we can do. But apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one should expect our total submission, our total service, servitude. No. لا تكون عبد غيرك. Don't be a servant, a slave for anyone. Why? Because Allah has made you free. قَدْ جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ حُرَّةً. You cannot compromise about your freedom, about your dignity, about your honor, as we explained in previous nights. So a person who is honorable, he helps, he is very kind, but he is careful. When it reaches the point that people want to take advantage, and they want to demand too much, and they want to damage his honor and dignity, he says, sorry. I have been helping you based on my own desire and wish. But I don't let you to control me and, you know, to demand me and dictate. Another thing is that a person who is honorable is very careful with temptations and expectations, especially expectations from people. One of the things which is very destructive is that I expect from people to give me, to help me. This tamah, this desire for benefiting from people is very destructive. Even if, for example, I always expect my father to help me. I want to marry, I expect my father to pay for it. I want to buy a house, I expect my father to buy for me a house. This means that I can never become independent. And this also means that I would put pressure on my father and I will never be satisfied because I always want something more. If you want to love people and if you want to be loved by people, don't expect from them. قَطْعُ التَّمَعْ عَمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. What people possess is their possession. You cannot plan, oh, my father has this land, this money, you know, then I can do this, I can give him this suggestion. No. Everyone has what he has, and we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't ask from people, we don't expect from people, even if it is my father, even if it is my husband, my wife, my father-in-law, my brother, my uncle, my cousin, my friend. You know, in Islam, to lend money is very highly recommended. To give gharzul hasana is very highly recommended. But to ask people to lend you money, to borrow money is very disliked. It's makruh. If you are not very, very desperate, even don't ask money as loan. Because this is damaging your dignity. Why I should go to someone and say, you know, please lend me money. I want to borrow money from you. If people come to me and ask for money, it's good, mustahab. But for me to go and ask for money, this is makruh. Even if it is my father, if it is my uncle, my, I don't know, father-in-law, when you have honor and dignity, you rely on your efforts, you stand on your feet and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Azra bi nafsihi man istash'ara tama'. If you let tama', if you let these expectations and demands from people to take over, then you will humiliate yourself. You will lose your dignity and honor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "Utlubu al-hawa'id بعزت الانفس." If you need to deal with people, if an opportunity comes that you are really in need of asking for help, asking for something, do it with izzah, with honor and dignity. Don't bow down in front of people. Don't accept all their conditions in order to get what you want. You try to interact with people. Sometimes you may need to get help, but never compromise about your honor and dignity. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion tomorrow. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.